Hi, this is Danny Whitaker with Devoted to Scripture. I'm reading through the Bible in a year and sharing my reading with you. This is day 197 of our journey. Today we read another three chapters. These proverbs call us to consider our speech. How do we speak to and about a person? How do we receive correction spoken to us? As you listen to the words of these proverbs today, reflect on your words. How do you talk about others? Do you speak truly, or do you pander to your audience? Do you encourage and lift up, or are your words dripping with sarcasm and hurtful teasing? Do you accept reproof from others, or do you insist that you are never wrong? Join me in Proverbs 24 through 26. And consider the wisdom of your words. Proverbs 24. Do not envy evil people. Do not desire to be with them, for their hearts contemplate violence, and their lips speak harm. By wisdom a house is built, and through understanding it is established. By knowledge its rooms are filled with all kinds of precious and pleasing treasures. A wise warrior is strong, and a man of knowledge makes his strength stronger. For with guidance you wage your war, and with numerous advisers there is victory. Wisdom is unattainable for a fool. In court he does not open his mouth. The one who plans to do evil will be called a scheming person. A foolish scheme is sin, and the scorner is an abomination to people. You have slacked off in the day of trouble. Your strength is small. Deliver those being taken away to death, and hold back those slipping to the slaughter. If you say, "But we did not know about this," won't the one who evaluates hearts discern it? Won't the one who guards your life realize and repay each person according to his deeds? Eat honey, my child, for it is good, and honey from the honeycomb is sweet to your taste. Likewise, know that wisdom is sweet to your soul. If you have found it, you have a future, and your hope will not be cut off. Do not lie in wait like the wicked against the place where the righteous live. Do not assault his home. Indeed, a righteous person will fall seven times and then get up again, but the guilty will collapse in calamity. Do not rejoice when your enemy falls, and when he stumbles, do not let your heart rejoice, lest the Lord see it and be displeased, and turn his wrath away from him. Do not fret because of evil people, or be envious of wicked people, for the evil person has no future, and the lamp of the wicked will be extinguished. Fear the Lord, my child, as well as the king, and do not associate with rebels. For suddenly their destruction will overtake them, and who knows the ruinous judgment both the Lord and the king can bring. These sayings also are from the wise. To show partiality in judgment is terrible. The one who says to the guilty, "You are innocent," peoples will curse him, and nations will denounce him. But there will be delight for those who convict the guilty, and a pleasing blessing will come on them. Like a kiss on the lips is the one who gives an honest answer. Establish your work outside and get your fields ready. Afterward, build your house. Do not be a witness against your neighbor without cause, and do not deceive with your words. Do not say, "I will do to him just as he has done to me. I will pay him back according to what he has done." I passed by the field of a sluggard, by the vineyard of one who lacks sense. I saw that thorns had grown up all over it. The ground was covered with weeds, and its stone wall was broken down. Then I scrutinized it. I was putting my mind to it. I saw. I took in a lesson. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to relax. And poverty will come like a bandit, and your need like an armed robber. Proverbs 25. These also are proverbs of Solomon, which the men of King Hezekiah of Judah copied. It is the glory of God to conceal a matter, and it is the glory of a king to search out a matter. As the heaven is high and the earth is deep, so the hearts of kings are unsearchable. Remove the dross from the silver, and material for the silversmith will emerge. Remove the wicked from before the king, and his throne will be established in righteousness. Do not honor yourself before the king, and do not stand in the place of great men. For it is better for him to say to you, "Come up here," than to put you lower before a prince whom your eyes have seen. Do not go hastily to litigation, or what will you do afterward when your neighbor puts you to shame? When you argue a case with your neighbor, do not reveal the secret of another person, lest the one who hears it put you to shame, and your infamy will never go away. Like apples of gold in settings of silver, so is a word skillfully spoken. Like an earring of gold and an ornament of fine gold, so is a wise reprover to the ear of the one who listens. Like the cold of snow in the time of harvest, so is a faithful messenger to those who send him, for he refreshes the heart of his masters. Like cloudy skies and wind that produce no rain, so is the one who boasts of a gift not given. Through patience a ruler can be persuaded, and a soft tongue can break a bone. You have found honey. Eat only what is sufficient for you, lest you become stuffed with it and vomit it up. Don't set foot too frequently in your neighbor's house, lest he become weary of you and hate you. Like a club or a sword or a sharp arrow, so is the one who testifies against his neighbor as a false witness. Like a bad tooth or a foot out of joint, so is confidence in an unfaithful person at the time of trouble. Like one who takes off a garment on a cold day, or like vinegar poured on soda, so is one who sings songs to a heavy heart. If your enemy is hungry, give him food to eat, and if he is thirsty, give him water to drink, for you will heap coals of fire on his head, and the Lord will reward you. The north wind brings forth rain, and a gossiping tongue brings forth an angry look. It is better to live on a corner of the housetop than in a house in company with a quarrelsome wife. Like cold water to a weary person, so is good news from a distant land. Like a muddied spring and a polluted well, so is a righteous person who gives way before the wicked. It is not good to eat too much honey, nor is it honorable for people to seek their own glory. Like a city that is broken down and without a wall, so is a person who cannot control his temper. Proverbs 26. Like snow in summer, or rain in harvest, so honor is not fitting for a fool. Like a fluttering bird, or like a flying swallow, so a curse without cause does not come to rest. A whip for the horse, and a bridle for the donkey, and a rod for the backs of fools. Do not answer a fool according to his folly, lest you yourself also be like him. Answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own opinion. Like cutting off the feet or drinking violence, so is sending a message by the hand of a fool. Like legs dangle uselessly from the lame, so a proverb dangles in the mouth of fools. Like tying a stone in a sling, so is giving honor to a fool. Like a thorn has gone up into the hand of a drunkard, so a proverb has gone up into the mouth of a fool. Like an archer who wounds at random, so is the one who hires a fool or hires any passerby. Like a dog that returns to its vomit, so a fool repeats his folly. You have seen a man wise in his own opinion. There is more hope for a fool than for him. The sluggard has said, "There is a lion in the road, a lion in the streets." Like a door that turns on its hinges, so a sluggard turns on his bed. The sluggard has plunged his mouth in the dish. He is too lazy to bring it back to his mouth. The sluggard is wiser in his own opinion than seven people who respond with good sense. Like one who grabs a wild dog by the ears, so is the person passing by who becomes furious over a quarrel not his own. Like a madman who shoots firebrands and deadly arrows, so is a person who has deceived his neighbor and said, "Was I not only joking?" Where there is no wood, a fire goes out, and where there is no gossip, contention ceases. Like charcoal is to burning coals and wood to fire, so is a contentious person to kindle strife. The words of a gossip are like choice morsels, and they have gone down into a person's innermost being. Like a coating of glaze over earthenware are fervent lips with an evil heart. The one who hates others disguises it with his lips, but he stores up deceit within him. When he speaks graciously, do not believe him, for there are seven abominations within him. Though his hatred may be concealed by deceit, his evil will be uncovered in the assembly. The one who digs a pit will fall into it. The one who rolls a stone, it will come back on him. A lying tongue hates those crushed by it, and a flattering mouth works ruin. Thank you for joining me on our shared walk through Scripture today. Devotion to Scripture doesn't begin and end here. My prayer is that you will be encouraged to dig deeper and spend some additional time in God's Word today. If you're looking for a great place to start, check the episode description where you will always find a few key verses from the day's reading to reflect on further. I'd love to hear from you. How is God using this podcast to help you grow? How can I be praying for you? Email me at devotedtoscripture@gmail.com. It's amazing seeing a passage come alive as we understand its place in the whole story of the Bible. Knowing and ultimately being a part of that story is the most important undertaking of your life. Join me tomorrow to continue the journey. Be devoted to Scripture.